Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dad, I want to hear your story. Expanded edition. A Father's Guided Journal to Share His Life and His Love is a guided legacy journal rather than a narrative book or memoir. Written by Jeffrey Mason as part of the Hear Your Story collection, it is designed to help fathers record memories, values, and personal history in their own words. The book uses structured prompts to move through childhood, teen years, adulthood, family life, work, and reflections on meaning, making the process of storytelling more accessible than a blank notebook would be. Its expanded edition adds more writing space, revised presentation, and additional content, reinforcing its role as a keepsake gift for families who want to preserve a father's experiences before they are forgotten. The central purpose of the journal is practical and relational. It helps children and relatives learn more about their father while also creating a written record that can be passed down. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided prompt format that turns memory into a structured record. It is also notable that the guided format gives the journal a repeatable value across families. Different fathers will answer differently, but the structure ensures that each completed copy captures comparable life areas, which makes it easier for descendants to understand patterns across generations. The book, therefore, works as both a personal keepsake and a family history tool. Secondly, a life-spanning approach that covers childhood, adulthood, and family identity, the approach also makes the journal suitable for different life circumstances. Younger fathers may use it as a record for the future, while older fathers may use it as a retrospective reflection. In either case, the framework supports a coherent life narrative rather than scattered notes. Thirdly, a legacy project shaped by family memory and the fear of loss, the legacy dimension also changes the reader's relationship to the book. It is not simply something to read and set aside, it is something to be completed, kept, and eventually passed on. That shift from consumption to preservation is central to its identity. Fourthly, an intergenerational gift designed to deepen family understanding, the journal is especially effective for families that want a tangible form of connection. Because the finished pages remain as a physical record, the exchange does not end with the conversation. It becomes an object of memory that can be stored, reread, and shared later. Lastly, expanded edition improvements that enhance usability and presentation. This edition also helps position the book against similar memory journals in the same category. Many guided gifts offer prompts, but not all provide enough space or design attention to feel like a lasting family document. The expanded version strengthens that balance between usability and keepsake quality. In conclusion, Dad, I want to hear your story. Expanded edition will appeal most to readers who want a practical way to preserve a father's memories rather than a conventional memoir to read. Passively, it is well suited to adult children, spouses, and families who want to ask meaningful questions without having to design the conversation themselves. The book's main benefit is that it turns family history into something recordable, organized, and personal, while still leaving the voice and perspective entirely to the father. That makes it useful both as a gift and as an archival tool. Compared with similar guided journals, it stands out because of its clear lifespan structure, its emphasis on legacy, and its expanded format with additional space and content. It does not try to imitate a literary autobiography. Instead, it offers a reliable framework for capturing real memories in a form that can be kept for years. For families who value continuity, remembrance, and firsthand perspective, this journal provides a straightforward but meaningful way to preserve those connections. If you would like to support Jeffrey Mason, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.